Welcome back, guys, for another episode of the Strength and Sanity Podcast. I'm your co-host, Milan.
I'm Ash Krishna.
And today we have a really great interview for you guys lined up with Auburn track and field star slash cross-country runner, Mr. Do-It-All, Max Harden. So we sat down with him and had a great interview kind of reflecting on the mental health struggles of athletics, specifically with D1 running and sort of the facilities that they're equipped to have.
Exactly. And I think we just had a long break over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a little bit of time, had a good vacation, recouped. I thought it was a good time. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like with finals and everything, as it ramps up towards the end, you really enjoy that break. And it felt so nice kind of just to get away, watch some good football, eat a lot of food, I'm sure, sleep in.
Catching up on fantasy drafts and, you know, just relaxing with our family and having good food. Yeah, I think for me, most importantly, was just trying to catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
To be honest, we don't really catch up on sleep. Things we lose in our, like, missed sleeps are, like, if you're supposed to have 8 hours of sleep and you only catch 4 hours during school days, it's not something we can catch back, right?
You can't really truly catch up on sleep. I hear people say that all the time. It's a myth.
No.
It really is a myth.
It's more like a delayed jet lag, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Delayed. You're just going to be, like, drowsy and groggy throughout the day.
Exactly.
Especially if you oversleep, too, to try and make up for it. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I try doing that. When I go back home, I'm sleeping for a lot of time, like, 8-9 hours, and then I wake up and I don't feel motivated. And that can also, like, decrease my performance just over all day, day-to-day work. I think I just had to do some work over the break just to keep myself, you know, sane, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's kind of like one of the effects I've started feeling is that sometimes when you're so into a routine, it's nice to have that break, but then eventually the break feels too long.
Or it could feel like a little too short for me.
Okay, I feel that way, like right when I'm about to go back to school, but
like
that middle of the break, I feel like, man, I'm just like, I don't mind, like, you know.
Having that, I guess.
Stuff again.
It's good to go be back here for sure. I mean, it was nice to be with friends and, you know, get to know them. Especially for us, since it's our last semester.
Yeah.
It's sad to see our friends leaving, right?
Yeah, man. We already lost some good guys. They're not dead or anything. They started their
full-time. We had to make sure
we
that,
We had
you
to
know.
Clarify. They're not dead. They just started full-time jobs.
Yeah. So. And like for us, it's going to be a while since we actually get a job. But...
Yeah.
It's a process, like we say.
It is. You got to enjoy the little things.
And all to my Arsenal fans out there, it's still a process. We just have to, you know, hold on. We got Man City fans and, you know, let's not talk about soccer here.
I swear this is like the only thing they've won in like forever. So.
We're good at being second best, bro. I guess.
Yeah. First loser. Yeah.
And man, don't be a fake Man City fan here. All right.
But you know who's not a first loser? Max Harden. And we'll jump into that interview right after this intro. So stay tuned, and we're glad to have you guys back. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Strength and Sanity Podcast here with Milan Patel and
Ash Krishna.
And today we have a really great guest for you guys here today, all the way from Auburn University himself, track and field athlete, cross country runner, Mr. Do It All, Max Harden on the call with us today. How are you doing, Max?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing great, man. You know, thanks for hopping on this call with us.
Thanks for having me.
You mind telling the people a little bit about yourself?
I'm a sophomore at Auburn University. I've been running for, I guess, 8 years now. And I did swim in high school as well. Really, I grew up swimming and then kind of transitioned to a runner. Very, very passionate about my faith life and about all that. I just run. I go to school. I'm a pre-med major and that's all there is to me, pretty much.
Wow. I mean, like being a pre-med and being an athlete, that is really competitive and hard too.
No, I didn't even know you were pre-med. What's your major?
Biomedical sciences.
Wow. Oh man.
Yeah. OChem 2 is cooking. OChem 1 is cooking me right now.
Oh man. No, I'm pre-med also, and Ash is pre-dental. So we put in our dues for OChem, and it was not fun.
OChem. Yeah. It's an interesting stage, I think. It's just like, it takes time, but
at
the end, you're like, oh my God, I just finished, you know, OChem. It's all behind me now. It's
like, our teacher just came out with like the bonus point opportunities. And oh gosh, I think the academic comeback might be in store.
Okay, yeah, no, hopefully they curve it well, because at least for us, they like had to curve it so
It
much.
really, yeah, it depends
Our
on the
teacher
professor.
doesn't give us any curve, but we might get 5 bonus points on the final. So.
Okay, no, that's good, but yeah, no, kind of just to hop in with some of the questions and just for, like how do you balance everything, like when it comes to doing school and training, and I'm sure you do like maybe research volunteering, some kind of like clinical stuff too. Like how does that all come together?
So right now I've put kind of all of that stuff that you said at the end on like the back burner. I'm not really worried about clinical and stuff, but I do serve at church a lot,
Okay.
which kind of makes up for it for like service hours, I guess. But every semester has been so different so far in college. Like I'm on my third one and none of them have looked the same. I lived on campus last year and this year I don't, and that's throwing a whole new skew in things because like I can't really go back to my apartment
Yeah.
during the day. Thank goodness my parents live close to campus, and sometimes I can come here to like unwind for an hour or two. But
Yeah.
like most days, I'm gone. Like today, I left my apartment at 8:30 in the morning, and I haven't been back yet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I'm gone to like pretty much from my apartment at least 12 hours a day, between class and practice and weights
Yeah.
and studying. In church, and I would say that this semester I honestly did not do a great job of balancing it. I sometimes when you do too many things, other things take a hit, and I really like sacrifice a lot of sleep this semester.
Yeah.
And there were moments where I felt that for sure and had to realign the priorities.
No, yeah.
And yeah, this semester's been tough, and actually the semester just ended, the cross country season just ended, and I was happy with how I performed, but there were days where I just felt like something was wrong and like I didn't feel normal. And I'm usually pretty in tune with how my body feels. And I went and got some blood work done and turned out I have a really bad iron deficiency, which is like it was really low. My ferritin was really low. And looking back on it, it was good to know that I listened to my body in that moment to like go make sure everything was all right.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of a wake-up call to maybe balance things a little bit better, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually very impressive. I mean, we actually have some kind of similarities too. I used to swim back in high
He's
school.
a really big
So
swimmer.
I did competitive
Really?
swimming for since when I was 11 till all the way to like 20, 21. And I remember waking up around like 4 a.m., getting
Yeah.
ready, go to practice at 5, jump in the pool, swim 2 hours, and then we got class till 3:30, and then come back again to the pool, swim for another 2, and then you have like dry land sessions. So like I know how I felt, like my body was so exhausted. I had to find a way to like cope up. You know, I had to like figure, I don't know, some kind of strategies for me to help with my mental health. So sometimes I do is like reading, or I would just go home, relax, maybe do some yoga, that way to just kind of calm my body down. Do you have some kind of strategies you kind of implement with you?
Sometimes I would say my biggest strategy is just not to force things. Like studying when I don't want to, like studying is obviously very important, and there's times where I will have to study when I don't want to. But if I'm not like in a mood to sit down and grind, and it's usually pretty easy for me to get into one, but I won't force it because I know I'll just be miserable the whole time and I won't actually get anything done. So if I'm really in a mood to like go play ping pong with my friend during the day instead of sitting down and studying for an hour, I'll use that hour to just have a little bit more fun when I don't really get the chance to very often. And I found a lot of my mental health like break in going and being in, I'm doing an internship at my church this semester, and being involved in that has helped a lot. Just sorry.
No, you're good. You're
Being
good.
involved in that has helped a lot. Just doing something different than athletics in school all the time.
Yeah.
So kind of like a distraction almost, right? Trying to figure out how to balance all that swim, like, you know, track and education, and then just leaving it to the side and maybe try to find something that you kind of enjoy. So that's church and just hanging out with people and your friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, We were actually in talks with having Brandon Miller. I don't know if you're familiar with Brandon Miller, but he's
Yeah,
from
I am.
Texas. Yeah. So we were DMing back and forth with him, and he's very much, faith to him is very important. And kind of just to ask you, how has faith played a role to coming all the way from high school and through your running journey as far as mental health and
So it's definitely been a journey. Coming into college, like I grew up a Christian and I grew up strong in my faith, but it's definitely had its valleys and peaks. And coming into college, it was definitely in a valley, just because of proximity. Like just wasn't as active. And I got everything I wanted my freshman year. Like I had all the success I wanted. Like I met every single goal that I met that I had set out for myself. And I came out of the end of the year and I was like, this just like is not satisfying the way that I thought it was going. Like, yes, it felt good to go out and do well at SECs, but it only lasted for like that weekend, and then it was on to the next meet. So it's good to know that like I have something that fulfills me that's not based on how I perform or it's just based on who he is and not who I am. And it just takes the pressure off in those moments where I think it's all about me and all about myself.
Yeah, no, I've always been a Hindu, and I probably haven't been the most religious person when it comes to how much religion plays a role in my life. But I think the more I've certainly like the more I've grown up and I've been around family, faith has become like very much more a bigger part of my life, I'll say. And so that's kind of something I've been working on definitely
Yeah.
since I've come into college. And just I can't imagine how it is to be a student athlete. Like I'll never know like what it's like, 'cause I mean I try telling myself, oh, I'm gonna wake up, go to the gym, 5 days a week, 5:30 a.m.
Think we both
I
tried,
yeah
yeah.
we might go
Yeah.
5 out of the week, but it's I can't imagine. So that's really great that
But yeah,
you yeah.
doing it like STEM majors too, like it is hard because you're trying to focus on school and trying to get
Yeah.
A's in all classes, but then you have to like focus on your sport too, and you have to like
Yeah.
excel on that. So finding the balance is it's always tricky, to be honest.
Yeah. The biggest thing is kind of making sure I set myself up. I get super corny, but just giving my I read Atomic Habits this summer, or I listened to it while I drove to Texas. And like the biggest thing I got out of it was setting yourself up to have the freedom to do something in the future by like just planning ahead in the small ways. So like when it comes to a meet week, if I want to have the freedom to relax while we're traveling, we went to Wisconsin this year actually and raced there.
Were you there for it was pre-nats, right? Or Nutty Comb?
I was there for pre-nats. Yeah.
Okay. I think pre is
Yeah.
pre-nats Nutty Comb, or am I just saying that the same
There
thing?
was both of them this year because Nationals
Okay.
was at Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. But like if I'm at a meet and I don't want to do homework, I'm going to have to do my homework at a point that isn't at the meet.
Yeah.
So like if I sit down and grind it out at the beginning of the week, I'll have the freedom to relax when I'm getting ready to race instead of stressing beforehand. And doing that this year has helped a lot when it comes to traveling and training. So yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like Auburn University like provides kind of adequate mental health resources or like for student athletes?
Oh, I'm pretty sure just statistically, we have some of the best in the country. We have like five certified psychologists. I
Oh,
don't
that's
know
yeah.
all the stats off of it, but and it's just for athletics. And like you can go and meet with them whenever you want and get anything off your chest, and everything's private. And I mean, my coach has always been the guy I go to just like when I'm kind of going through it, and he'll wake me up when I'm being a little dramatic, and he'll make sure to calm me down when I'm not. So like the last year has just been crazy with family and racing and just life in general. And it's definitely been good to like have people to rely on and talk to, because in those moments where it's hard and you're alone, it's just terrible.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially you said you're moved out of your home right now. You're living in an apartment, or so do you feel like there's any kind of changes between, well, when you were living at home, were your family kind of working on that nutrition part of it? Like, focusing on what to eat per day. As a student, like athlete, you have to like, you don't get time to always be in the kitchen and cook, right? So
Yeah,
like, do you?
we have an athlete dining hall, and we get 14 meals a week there, which is really nice. Sometimes you're just not in the mood for buffet style, and you have to go home. You got to cook food, and that's something I've also been really bad about, and got a wake up call from that blood work saying
That's messed up,
I need to
right?
eat a little bit better and eat a little bit more.
Gotta get that out. Was
That,
it, you said
that
iron, right?
it was
yeah, it was my
iron.
iron
Yeah, that's so
or my
rude.
ferritin specifically.
I got my blood work done. I was applying for like some like clinical rotation thing, and so they required like a new set of blood work, and so I got
Yeah.
my blood work done, and they were like, "Dude, your cholesterol is like double the healthy value." I was like, "Oh my God!" I
That's
was like,
crazy.
"Wow, yeah." So I no, that was. It wasn't like iron related, but I totally know what you mean when it comes to like
Yeah.
that, because my cholesterol was through the roof, not in the good way.
You should ask him what he eats.
No, dude. No.
It's definitely not what an
Oh,
athlete should be
you
eating.
know, it's definitely it's not that D1 like college athlete diet, but
That's for
no.
most like after hours McDonald's.
Yeah, no. I gotta ask too, what you think of Madison, Wisconsin while you were up there?
Oh, it was beautiful. I wish I was able to be there during nationals when it snowed a little bit, but yeah, I liked it a lot. We were on campus a little bit. I ate at the I think I got an order from Chipotle downtown.
Oh man, were you on State Street?
Yeah.
Oh man, I went. Oh,
You
if
know
I,
he's a like a regular customer out there, like
man, I
you would have
totally,
bumped him into him.
yeah, no, we one of the Wisconsin Athletics camera people, his name's Suvir Grover. I was like, I was on a run actually, and I ran into him, and he was like, "Oh, you should have came to like I think it was Nutty Comb or pre-nats. It was one of them." And he's like, "Oh, you should have been." I was like, "I know, man." I told myself freshman year, I was like, "One of these Saturday mornings, I'm gonna wake up and go to Nutty Comb." Didn't
Yeah.
happen, unfortunately, but I do
Dude,
want
you
to
should have
get
gone
out.
to Nationals. It was crazy.
I should. When was Nationals? What was the date for Nationals?
The first Saturday of Thanksgiving week.
The first Saturday of Thanksgiving. Oh, I was, I think I was in Ohio for the Ohio State Michigan football game
Yeah.
that weekend.
This is the last weekend, right?
Yeah, it was just was it this past weekend? Yeah, the Saturday
No,
after.
it would have been like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That
So
might
it's
be the
like
games.
you get out of school for Thanksgiving. It's like the Saturday, the first weekend of Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Y'all get the full week off for Thanksgiving, like
No,
Monday,
we
Tuesday?
have, so like if Thanksgiving's on Thursday, we'd have classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, no, we don't have class on the whole week at all for
Oh, okay.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I don't know why Wisconsin doesn't like, we have classes the Wednesday, like the day before Thanksgiving.
That's
Yeah.
evil.
I mean, we
Yeah.
had, I don't know how many days did you have for vacation last Oh,
week?
I left that Friday
All
before
right.
that week. Yeah.
Personally, for me, I had analytical chemistry. So I had like not a lot of days off because I have Tuesdays and Thursdays lab. So I had to like
Yeah.
figure out when to go back home because right now I live at Ohio, but when I first like moved in, it was from like Calgary, Canada. So when I was there, I did some track and field, but I wasn't that good, trust.
Hey man, running's hard either way.
No, but Max is
It's
fast,
harder for
fast.
swimmers because we can't really run or walk.
Dude, when I started running for real, like I would have to take every other week off because of my shin splints. It was so bad.
How old were you when you started running?
I didn't really start taking it seriously till my freshman year of high school, but I ran in 7th and 8th grade just
Okay.
because I wanted to get better at swimming.
Were you originally a swimmer and then you transitioned into running?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, because my like weight trainer coach, whenever I was like working out for swimming, he was like, you should do off season track. Just get on, put yourself in a training team. So I joined myself in a team called CalTAF in Calgary, and they made me do like this 100 meter long, like long distance running. And dude, I was done. I couldn't do. I do one lap, and I was like, "Nah." The coach there was like, "You sure you want to try out?" I was like, "I have to. I have no other choice right now." But
Yeah,
it
no,
was an
I swam year
experience.
round with the club team, and then I quit my freshman year. And then I broke my foot my junior year from overtraining. I had three stress fractures. And I joined the swim team back so I could still train. Or I started swimming, and my swim coach saw me, who's like, you can just swim with us, right? And I was like, okay. And then I ended up making the team and then qualifying for sectionals in state, and ended up getting racing at state. And then since then, I've swam like usually at least twice a week. And I swam my senior year as well at state and stuff. But even in college, like I try and go and swim twice a week just to take some of the load off for running. So
I
I'm
think
not,
it's a really good like balance for like if you're doing track, swim is really good
for
to
cross
like
training.
rehab and yeah. Oh, because
And still being in Auburn, I get to go like have a coach train me in the pool that knows what they're doing.
yeah.
What was your events for swimming?
The 50 and 100 free.
Okay. What was your do you remember your times that you had for 100?
I swam like 49 mid.
Okay, that's really good. That's actually really good.
I was very happy with breaking 50.
He's, if you see his, dude, Max in seventh grade was going crazy in the 5K too. I, dude, definitely at Auburn, he was making waves earlier on back in high. I think I have like this bad habit of stalking mile split quite often, especially in high school back when I was like running consistently. And I mean, this Max Harding kid was, I can't glaze him too hard, but he was a beast. And then I think, what was your 5K PR coming out of high school? And then what is it now? Or I guess you run
14,
8Ks
it
now.
was like 14:46.
Yeah, did you what would you what'd you placed? Are you a state champion? Did you get top two?
Yeah, I won.
Yeah, he's like that. He's like
Okay.
that. What sucked was when I won, it was like pouring rain, but I broke the course record by 13 seconds, but it was pouring rain. So then the next year, somebody breaks the course record by 10 seconds.
It's a
Man.
competitive field out there.
No, it's. Yeah, but I also wanted to ask you mentioned the stress fracture. How was it like bouncing back from an injury like that? Because I know a lot of times it's really hard for athletes to bounce back and get mentally back into it. Was that something that you faced coming back from something like a stress fracture?
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked a lot. I just kind of, there were definitely, I just kind of had the mentality that, like, if I do what I need to do, I'm going to be where I need to be.
Yeah.
And didn't really let myself make excuses. I started lifting weights a lot more to be stronger, because I think that played a part in how I got hurt. And I don't know, I didn't really see, it's kind of like my whole philosophy is like stuff isn't really an option when it comes to the hard things. 'Cause if you make it an option, then you have the choice to say no when it comes to going to practice and when it comes to running, going hard on a hard workout. Like if I give myself the choice of going hard or not, then I'm probably not strong enough to actually go hard. But if I say this is what I have to do, I'll actually end up doing it.
Yeah.
Like my biggest thing to my coaches, I just tell them that, like, since day one is like, your wish is my command, and it's that way, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
So you felt like you were kind of overworked at the point, like to lead to that injury, I guess.
And it was because I was doing more than what my coach at the time was telling me to do because I thought it would make me better, and I didn't trust in his plan. And if I just listened to him, I probably wouldn't have gotten hurt, and I probably would have ran great. But since then, it's always just been like, I'll communicate how I feel, but I do what my coach says now.
No,
honestly, it makes sense. I feel like a lot of time when you compete for so long, you do listen to the coach, but at a certain point, you're like, I feel like it knows what I'm doing, and you try to jump and then you try doing your own thing, and sometimes it goes positives, but sometimes it goes negative, and sometimes it leads to an injury. But you did come back, bounce back. And how was your year this year? What do you feel about this year's competitions and how you did in there?
All of track last year was great. I had the natural like rhythm of highs and lows, just good race every now and then, like not the greatest. Obviously the high was getting second at SECs. And then cross country this year, I finished it off with an all region performance, and I was very happy with that because that was one of my season goals. But just the whole year, I felt like something was off. I was performing well, so I couldn't really like Some people were a little annoyed with how annoyed I was with my races. It's like, you ran great, bro. Shut up. No, and I was like, Coach, you feel terrible. He's like, well, do you think something's going on? And then I had my doctor check up and I asked him to do some blood work and it came back with something that confirmed my suspicions. But going forward, I'm really excited that if I can run that way with something wrong, I'm very excited to see how I can run with all cylinders firing. But I'm very excited for a great indoor and outdoor season for sure.
Yeah.
Especially because I PR'd by 10 seconds in the mile last year.
That's insane, especially when you're down at that low of like a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, but yeah, no, I think we're gonna wrap things up, but thanks so much for hopping on the podcast
Yeah,
and
thank you,
giving us some
man.
of your time.
Dude, thanks for having me. If you ever need me again, let me know.
No, yeah,
We'll
we're
definitely have you on the podcast. We'll have
yeah,
a
no, well, good.
No, we're gonna just have like a lot of people we interview and get to know them. We want
Yeah.
them back on the show and see get an update of how they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
Like how we make a connection. It's like a family,
Yeah.
if I break four, I'll let y'all know.
No, dude, we'll be reposting with
Yeah.
like, yo, go check out this
Hey man, we'll
Max
be
Harding
rooting for
guy.
you.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was nice to actually finally meet you too.
Yeah, dude. No, I'm so glad we could connect. We'll be in touch too. Like, and we'll be keeping up with you too. So good luck in the future, man. Good luck with pre-med and school and everything. And we'll stay in touch, man.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for doing.
Appreciate it. Good luck with finals as well.
Thanks, man. You too.
See ya.
All right,
See
talk to
ya.
you later. See ya. Hey guys, that wraps up another great episode of Strength and Sanity. We're so glad you guys were able to join us today. And I think we really learned a lot from speaking with Max Harden about the struggles and the highs and the lows of being a D1 pre-med student athlete at Auburn University. What are your thoughts on it, Ash?
I'll tell you one thing. It's hard being a D1 athlete. It's being able to have a time management skills,
Yeah.
doing meal prep, going to school classes every day, and also being able to go to practice. It's
Can't
hard.
imagine.
And I have a big respect for him.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to manage all that, but the way he did that and being able to keep his mental health
Yeah.
good and steady, I think that's really important.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just feels like everything's coming at you at 100 miles per hour, and it's so hard. O-Chem 2 in and of itself requires so many hours of your time. That's not an exaggeration at all.
I remember me and Steven working every day, and it's a lot of work. Don't you agree, Steven? Yeah, see?
Yeah, no, it's O-Chem 2 is not for the faint of heart, and I don't know how he does it, but like we said earlier, so much
Yeah.
respect to Max Harden, and we're really grateful he was able to join us. He mentioned also in the interview to his family support and how that really shone through and helped him continue this journey, and I thought that was just great to hear.
I mean, I want to keep up with him.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can come back to the show and tell how he's doing and updating up with his like day-to-day activities, and hopefully he does well in his future too with his sport.
Yeah, no, we'll put all his socials down below. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, you'll be able to reach, connect with him. And we're really hoping to have him back on a future episode too to continue with that journey and see where he's at
Exactly.
now.
And I think it's going to be amazing to see what he's going to do in the future and
Yeah.
how he's going to improve that 4 minute time, I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think he's got it. He's looking really strong this season. And so stay tuned with Max Harden to see if he breaks 4 minutes in the mile this season. But do you have any final thoughts as we close out?
I'm just excited for the next episode. It's going to be not fun to be with the next interview and see how they do it too.
Yeah.
Every athlete, every physicians out there have a new challenge, a new idea for us to learn and improve. I think mental health is a new concept for a lot of people out there, and just for us to really understand what the details of it is, it's important to us all, audience and viewers too.
Yeah, no, we're really excited for this next episode we have, and we're really going to focus on bringing you guys a variety of guests to showcase all the aspects of mental health and really just what it entails as we try ourselves even to break it down and discuss it for you all. So that's going to kind of wrap up today's episode. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us. Don't forget to use that comfort link down below. It'll be in the description of this video. You guys know the drill. We'll be announcing how much money we've raised and where it's going to, so stay tuned.
Exactly. Just tell us where you want us to donate it, and we will donate it. Just drop the comment down below, and just we'll pick a random winner, and hopefully, we can
Yeah.
just be able to help someone out there.
Yeah, no, and that's all from us here at HQ. Thanks for joining us today, guys. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.